I can't believe you did that. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today we have a story. Of course, these stories on the Input English channel are for comprehensible input. They are original stories created for you. If you understand the story and you can follow it, you don't need to understand all the words, but if you can follow the story, you will absorb the English language. This is the way comprehensible input works. Today we are in Dr. Ferguson's office. Kathy has brought Craig and Bobby to the doctor's office. The purpose of the visit is they need their coronavirus booster. They're due for a booster shot. Their appointment is also for a routine checkup by Dr. Ferguson. The boys are not sick. This is routine preventative care. After all, vaccines are truly preventative care. When they arrived at the office, they were escorted to an exam room, and shortly Dr. Ferguson came in. The nurse would be giving the boys their booster shots, and of course, Kathy was going to get a booster too, but that would be after Dr. Ferguson had gone over the boys. When he arrived, he greeted them and started the exam with Bobby. He had some notes on the chart prepared for him by the medical assistant, so he could see the height and weight, and he could tell that Bobby was in the right range for height and weight. This was also true for Craig. After he finished the exam, he gave Kathy his report that the boys are fine and they just need their booster shots and they can be on their way. As he was saying this, she reached into the pocket of her jacket and pulled out a small deck of cards. These were not playing cards for playing games. These were file cards. In the United States, a file card is 3 inches by 5 inches, and a file card is made of heavy cardstock. The thickness of a file card is about the same as the thickness of a business card. File cards are used in offices, but they're also used by people for various things. File cards can have lines drawn on them, or they can be blank. This is a file card. It's 3 inches by 5 inches, and it's about as thick as a business card. It's not as flimsy as paper. This is a file card. Kathy had several file cards held together with a spring clip, a type of paper clip, and she had things written on the surfaces of these cards. While he was talking, she retrieved her deck of cards and a pen and checked off one of the things on her list. When she made the stroke through one of the things on her list, Dr. Ferguson froze. He said, "I can't believe you did that." And she said, "Did what? Check something off my to-do list?" He said, "I've got a story to tell you. Do you have time?" And then he reflected, "You know, I'm behind already, but this deserves a story so you'll know what I'm talking about. The story is way too good." Kathy was interested. She was ready for a good story. Now, the boys, on the other hand, were a little bored with all of this adult talk. They were busy worrying about their upcoming booster shot, and they didn't find being in the doctor's office very interesting at all. Dr. Ferguson said, "The reason I reacted was the way you crossed off something on your list. It reminded me of how I learned how to use to-do lists, and I use that method to this day." He went on. He said, "You know, I learned this from a fellow when I was an intern. This guy, Eric, was an internal medicine resident. I was at the university hospital as a relatively new intern. I didn't know much at that time, but I was in the family medicine program. I had a rotation on the internal medicine service, so I was taking care of patients with Eric, the resident, on the internal medicine service in the hospital. Now, family medicine, we usually don't take care of inpatients. Our practice is usually outpatient. But as a part of our education, we needed this experience. We needed to know how to deal with sick people. And a hospital is an extraordinary place to learn how to take care of sick people. Eric was an amazing resident. He was super well organized. As soon as I got on the service, he explained how I needed to behave in order to work with him. After all, he was my boss. He gave me a bunch of file cards. And he said, "This is going to become your peripheral brain. Your deck of cards will not let you down when your memory does. So this is going to be a survival tool for you." We then went to the nurse's station and we had the computer spit out a label for each patient that I would be taking care of. I put one label on the top of each file card. Soon I had 9 cards. These were the 9 human beings who I would be caring for at this time. Eric explained that there are 2 ways for a card to leave my deck. 1, the patient is discharged from the hospital. As an aside, he says, that's our goal. He went on to say, the other way a card can leave your deck is if the patient dies. And then he said, that's not our goal. He then went to a drawer and got a spring clip, a powerful paper clip, and clipped my deck of 9 cards together. He explained that I should write down important lab studies and things I need to do for these patients. He said, remember, this deck of cards is your peripheral brain. It won't let you down if you maintain it. It will save your life on rounds when the attending is asking you questions and you can't remember the answer. At this point, Kathy was not quite sure why he responded when she had crossed something off her shopping list. She couldn't discern the connection, and so far his description of how he kept track of patients in the hospital didn't seem to have a nexus with her simple shopping list. She is hoping that Dr. Ferguson will get to the point, because she does have other things to do on this day. At this point, she made a comment that was intended to keep the conversation rolling because she didn't want it to stall. She was busy. What she said is, this fellow, Eric, or should I call him Dr. Eric, sounds like quite a guy. Pretty magnificent. With that remark, Dr. Ferguson smiled and said, well, Eric was a piece of work. He was very smart. He was very well organized, but he had his shortcomings. That's the whole point of this story. He was a little too rigid and a little too cold and calculating for my money. Kathy, feeling a little bit of impatience in herself, said, go on. Dr. Ferguson did go on. He said, the part of the story that I need to tell you is what happened on rounds one day. We were on the hospital floor that had most of our patients, and we were making rounds with one of the senior attendings. This fellow was a senior internal medicine doctor. He was known for being very wise and very kind. He was a statesman. Everybody loved him. But he was also very demanding. He was professional and he expected other people to be professional. Dr. Ferguson went on and explained that in this setting, the medical student was learning to be like the intern, and then he pointed to himself because in this story, Dr. Ferguson was the intern. He then said, but I was trying to become like the resident, that was Eric. And Eric, if he was smart, would be more like this senior attending. We were all on this conveyor belt of learning and development. We had finished making rounds on one half the floor, and we were getting ready to start on the other half of the floor. We were standing outside a patient's room, and he was the next fellow on our list. We were divvying up assignments because there were some tasks that needed to be done by the resident, Eric. There were things that I could do, the intern, and then there were tasks that we could delegate to the medical student. When we finished, we were just about to enter this room, and a nurse came out and spoke directly to the attending. The nurse said, I'm sorry to inform you, but Mr. Smith passed away earlier this morning. At this point, Kathy's eyes were getting much bigger. This story was going somewhere, and she wasn't sure she really liked where it was going, but she had to know more. It had become kind of a cliffhanger. She needed to know more. Dr. Ferguson explained that the background is that Mr. Smith was an elderly fellow with a lot of medical problems. He had fallen and broken his hip. He had undergone surgery to fix his broken hip. But about 2 days after that, while he was still in the hospital, he had a stroke. They took good care of him, but he was not expected to survive, and so he was in the hospital receiving comfort care. His passing was expected. So when the nurse came out of the room and explained that to the attending, no one was surprised. Kathy's now listening very carefully. Now, where's this story going to go? Upon hearing the news of Mr. Smith's passing, Eric, the resident, took his deck of cards out of his pocket. His deck was just like my deck, but he had some additional patients that he was taking care of that I was not asked to see. So he had more responsibility. Eric took his deck of cards out of his pocket and went through them, flipped through the cards until he found the card corresponding to Mr. Smith. He then took a pen out of his pocket and went, boom, crossing off the name of this recently deceased patient. He let the cards fall back into line and placed the deck back in his pocket. It was at that moment, when the deck of cards went back into his pocket, that he realized that everyone was staring at him. The nurse was staring at him. The attending was staring at him. I was staring at him, and the medical student. We were all staring at him with disbelief. It was a very tense situation. He was being judged for being so cold and calculating when the life of a human being had just come to an end. It was tense. The ice was broken by the attending. He softened his look of disdain at Eric. It changed into a smile and then a snicker. He was busy mentally changing the subject from disdain to statesmanship. His snicker was automatic in order to release pressure in this conversation. He then said, Eric, I think you need to work on that. At that point, Eric pulled the deck of cards out and said, that didn't look good, did it? The attending said, no, it didn't look very good. You need to work on that. Dr. Ferguson summarized. He said, I learned a lot from Eric. I learned how to be super organized. Nothing slipped through the cracks. I didn't forget anything because I learned to use my peripheral brain. I learned that it was actually a sign of strength to be organized and to write things down. I owe him a lot. But I also learned that I don't want to be like him. I don't want to be that cold and calculating. It was at that point I knew that I really wanted to be a family doctor. I didn't want to be like Eric. Kathy understood, but leaving nothing to chance, Dr. Ferguson said, "You know, I know that you're not cold and calculating. It was just that when you cross something off your shopping list, it looked pretty much just the same as when Eric crossed that man off his rounding list. It just reminded me of it. But I don't find fault with you and your shopping list." At that point, Kathy got it. She understood. She smiled, thanked him for the story, and then realized that she was now woefully behind schedule. She needed to get on her way. She turned to the boys and said, "Saddle up. We need to get going." With that, they departed. Well, they departed to the nurse's station so that they could get their COVID boosters. I invite comments below. And if you like stories like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.